This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back into Sports Talk. We are inside the game, bar and grill at the Treasure Chest Casino, getting our tickets ready for Thursday Night Football and obviously Sunday when the Saints are hosting the Cleveland Browns. Happy to welcome in Mike Triplett, who covers the Saints for NewOrleans.football. Mike, how you been doing, man? Been too long.
Yeah, how you guys doing? Thanks for having me.
Appreciate your time. I know you said you had a basketball practice today. Hope the Pelicans are calling you up, huh?
No, but not... Not me, but maybe my daughter any day now. She's nine, but she stays relatively healthy.
Well, Mike, you better stay away from that court. Everybody get that court, man. You get hurt. That's the way I look at it. Mike, when you look at this football team, and maybe the good sign down the stretch is that the majority of your offensive line is getting healthy. With Eric McCoy back, and his team has not run the same. And it goes to show the importance of the center position. I've been trying to tell Steve that for years. He finally understands now. He's a college boy. Don't know nothing about the real world. But getting Eric back, and your thoughts on what he brings to the table, because he's the one stud player. He could start for any team in the NFL right now, either at center or at guard.
That's a really good point. I mean, if we're looking at guys who, if healthy, could make the Pro Bowl, could make an All-Pro team, he's on the short list for this team. He might be number one, to be honest with you. Rashid Shaheed is a returner. But a few other guys, DeMario Davis, obviously, but has been doing that for years. But there's no doubt about it, and I just think he's been more appreciated than ever before while being gone. And, yeah, you're right. It's not just him. It's that the entire offensive line is going to be intact. And in turn, then, we can see this offense as it was supposed to look. That was the story of the entire offseason, the story of the entire year. What's this offense going to look like? What can they do? It's done wonders for Alvin Kamara, even with some injuries around there across the offensive line. But, I mean, it's just so unfortunate that, all right, they get Eric McCoy back. And he was kind of secretly one of the top five players on this team, maybe more than we appreciate it. But they're not going to get Chris Olave back. They're not going to get Rashid Shaheed back. They're never going to have Marshawn Lattimore back. So we're never going to see this team completely intact this year.
You look at it, I want to watch the matchup because we sort of bragged about him a little bit. And I think he has certainly made progress with Trevor Penning at the right tackle position. Man, you got to give John Benton and Rick Dennison, Jari Evans a lot of credit for helping him as a player. He lost complete confidence last year. But when I watch him on film, he's much better balanced. He's striking the opponent instead of taking it and sort of getting pushed back. We never had a question about his run blocking skills. It was always about pass protection. But look who he goes up against this week. Miles Garrett. And so, man, you're talking about, okay, I've gotten a couple of really good grades here. Now, all of a sudden, man, you're going to slip this surprise test on me. It's Miles Garrett because he's one of the elite players in the NFL.
No, look, Trevor Penning has, you know, if we had said before the season starts the Saints are 3-7, I think we all would have thought, oh no, you know, Trevor Penning didn't work out, and it's been anything but the case. Now, he's still a work in progress. I mean, I agree from what we saw reviewing the game. I thought this was probably his best game ever, this last game. But just 2 weeks ago, I thought he showed some warts. Denver game certainly showed some warts. So he's still a work in progress. But it's just good to be having this conversation about progress, because it was so stunted before for a number of reasons. His confidence, getting pulled from the lineup, injuries. Now he's playing every snap. He's getting better along the way. He's kind of doing it in the shadows a little bit. Other things have gotten more attention than him, so he can just learn. And, I mean, there's still room to upgrade there. I don't know if he'll ever live up to first-round potential, but it just doesn't feel like it's derailing this team, and it feels like he can be a part of this team now for going into the future. And that's just that's huge. Like, I always said maybe a realistic comp could be like, you know, Cesar Ruiz or Andrus Peat, who got off to slow starts in their career. I don't know if he'll even reach that level, but it'd be great if he could.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Mike, we can break down all these positions. You know what it comes down to, Sunday? Derek Carr versus Jameis Winston. Which one gonna make the biggest mistake? Because it's not about the big play. I think it's more the big mistake. And, okay, I think Cleveland fans, I think they waited a little bit too long to pull Deshaun Watson. You could tell. Yeah. Like, I don't remember in my lifetime in covering the NFL a guy that was that good to hit the skids that fast. And, okay, that,
wild.
It's an unbelievable spot for him. But you could tell he almost like he's got nothing left in the football tank. And I think they should have pulled him weeks before, but I get it. When you're paying him that kind of money, you got to give it, and sometimes the owner gets involved too there. And you saw the good and the bad, Jameis. And sometimes you see it all in the same series because he'll throw a pass, you say, wow. Man, look at that throw. Tight window, right on target. And then the next one, he sails it and it's intercepted. And Derek Carr, you could say the same thing about him.
Yeah, I mean, I've actually made the comment a few times that Derek Carr has more Jameis in him than I think people realize. He loves to hunt for that deep ball. Like, he just licks his chops and he really wants to find it, and he knows what a game changer it is. Carr obviously doesn't turn it over as much as Jameis, though. It doesn't exactly match with everything we know about Carr. I'm kind of surprised that he's kind of a single-digit interception guy every year, because he does love to go big play hunting sometimes. But, with Jameis, I mean, no one is going to give you more opportunities as a defense. And even when he won AFC Player of the Week 2 years ago, he was giving opportunities to the Ravens at interceptions, and they were dropping them. So that is one thing that's never going to change about Jameis. He is going to give the Saints a few chances, but he's also going to be going up against a secondary that doesn't have Marshawn Lattimore. It looks like Kool-Aid McKinstry will be back. That's good, but no Paulson Adebo, obviously, for the rest of the year. So It's not going to be strength on strength, and he's going to have opportunities to hit plays on them too. They've held up surprisingly well without Adebo, without McKinstry for a while, now without Lattimore. But he's going to air it out there and try to find some holes in that secondary, no question about it.
Tripp, when I look at this team, they've had difficulties matching up against really athletic tight ends, and you got one this weekend with David Njoku.
Sure,
man, and he's a big target guy. He's not a small guy. He's a big man that'll go over that middle and make that tough catch. And so I think, you know, past history tells you that this team has struggled matching up against a very talented athletic tight end. So if you're a fantasy football owner, make sure you don't dump him this week.
Well, except for the weird thing is they've always kept Kyle Pitts in check of the Falcons. He made that incredible catch last week, but he hasn't burned them very much over the years, which is kind of interesting. But yeah, and I think that's going to be Cleveland's go-to guy too after they traded Amari Cooper. They've got some talented receivers. Cedric Tillman's been coming on lately for them, but Njoku might be their go-to guy among all their pass catchers there. So that is definitely a matchup to look out for. And if Pete Werner isn't able to play, which is looking a little dicey right now, that makes that matchup all the more scary.
Looking at this Browns run game, Mike, that's what scares me the most going into the matchup, just because the Saints have been so awful. I've seen those running lanes look like clear alleyways for folks. And obviously, Nick Chubb's not the same guy anymore, and I know he's getting just back in the flow with Cleveland, but him and the pairing of Jerome Ford is kind of scary for me going into this matchup in the Dome.
But the 2022 Nick Chubb would have really scared me.
For sure.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. But he's going to be coming off the bye week now. So, you know, he got to shake off a little rust, and then he got some recovery time. I think that'll be a real challenge, no doubt about it. I mean, this is a game I think the Saints can win, but there are a few points. I mean, starting with Myles Garrett that you mentioned earlier. But, yeah, absolutely stopping the run. I mean, I think you'd have to sit down for a long time to really order the things that have derailed the Saints season most this year. But the disappearance of their run defense is high, high on the list. And that's something that, no Pete Werner could hurt that. I was going to say they haven't had a ton of injuries in the front seven this year. And that hasn't been the number one reason why. So, the defensive lineman, DeMario Davis and Willie Gay, if Pete Werner can't play, they're really going to have to step up, because they should be playing better in that area than they have been this year.
Mike, one thing for sure, in this offseason, they have to address defensive tackle. I don't care if you use the first-round pick on Brian Brisset. You got to get a run stuffer at defensive tackle, because you are getting gashed right up the middle. That has to be, on defense, number one priority for them.
Oh, man. Wait in line, though? I mean, could we not say that about 11 positions? I mean, it's really unfortunate right now, but I don't think there's a position on the roster that you can't put a high priority on. I still think left tackle. I still think defensive end. Safety, maybe another corner since Marshawn's not coming back. Receiver, because of the questions now with Olave and Shaheed. Quarterback, of course. Running back. I mean, unfortunately, more than in a long time around here, they kind of need one more guy at every position. But you are right. Defensive tackle's high on that list.
Mike, always appreciate your time. Thanks for making it for us today. Have a good one, man.
Thank you, Tripp.
Thank you, guys.
Mike Triplett covers the Saints for NewOrleans.football. Check out all his great work there.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.